Thank you for listening to We Speak Dispatch, sponsored by your friends at Watson Consoles. To show our appreciation to unsung heroes of public safety, we're offering the Dispatch community a free gift. Visit watsonconsoles.com/badge to claim yours. That's watsonconsoles.com/badge.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another great episode of We Speak Dispatch. That means we're speaking it right to you. And if you're listening, please tell your friends all about us, because right now we're up to like 22,000 podcast plays. And if you're not one of them, what have you been missing out on? Oh my gosh, you're missing so many cool things out there. So now you get another great episode. And today's a very special episode for us because it's one of our newer sponsors that's going to join us today. But then first up, let me introduce to our staff that's here right now. We have John over there. John, how goes it in your world?
It's excellent. Thank you very much. Hello,
awesome.
Everybody.
Leslie, how goes it in your world?
Fantastic. Absolutely lovely.
Both of you Florida residents now. And Jill, how goes it over there in your world?
It's a beautiful day here in Middle Tennessee. I love it.
And we don't hear that bird out there anymore. So hopefully the bird's taken off.
Well, we got helicopters and planes right now. So I don't know what's going on.
You know, it is Tennessee. All right. And our guest today is one of our newer sponsors jumping on to us right now is Quint. Quint, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I am the Enterprise Solutions Manager for Watson Consoles. I've been with the company about 25, 26 years, somewhere in that range. Most of that in the public safety arena. Interestingly enough, I started off on the product development engineering side of things, working to develop, design and engineer dispatch consoles for 24/7 environments. Wow. And then about 15 years ago, I sort of moved over to the sales side. I think internally they decided, hey, who better to talk with customers about potential solutions and furniture solutions than the guys who actually designed the products, right? So nice. Made that switch over, and you know, I really enjoyed it. I really loved it. The thing that I loved the most when I was on the product development side, honestly, to tell you the truth, was just the interactions with the customers. You know, when you're designing new products and you're working on new products and new solutions, was having solutions of, you know, hands-on conversations with customers about their challenges and their daily life and what we could do potentially to make their lives better, easier, less stressful, all those great things. So moving into the sales world, guess what? I get to do that every day.
And so now you're doing your, I love the title, Enterprise Solutions.
Yeah. That's,
wow. I mean, that's awesome.
So I've got a question, because you mentioned how long you've been in this job, and we know because, you know, everybody on the panel has been sitting in the seat and working in the dispatch center. I'm curious, Quint, in your tenure, what have you seen change as far as what dispatchers want at their workstations? What have been some of the evolutions of dispatch furniture?
Well, the main thing has been ergonomics, right? Keeping people healthy, happy. Those are the main things. But things, you know, the bells and whistles, the creature comfort things have really made a big push too, right? Environmental controls, lighting, those type of things. I've been at, I don't even know how many centers I've been in over the 25 years I've been doing this, but I will promise you right now, I can walk into any dispatch center and I can ask, what are the three things that caused the major disruption in this PSAP? It's going to be the overall lighting, it's going to be the overall temperature, and it's going to be chairs, right? And so those are, no, I don't care where you go, it's going to be the same three things. So, you know, anything you can do to help resolve that, right? And the evolution of consoles has really helped with that, because each individual dispatcher has the ability to control not only the ergonomics of their station, but also the ability to control their own environment. And whether that environment is the temperature, the lighting, the things we were just talking about, or potentially, you know, cable management, you know, being able to accept and work with the technology that's in front of them, which is another big challenge.
It is funny though, because you talk about the, you know, the heating and air on these consoles and stuff like that, which, you know, when I started, I'm sure when Leslie and I both started, really
when dirt was new. Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't even have anything like that. And now that people have it, it's like, okay, so they took away that one issue. What else is now people complaining about? They can't say it's too hot, too cold, because you've got controls. Even though I worked at a comm center that had controls, but they never really worked. So it was just, you know, they look great. Mm. And everybody said, oh, it's nice. They really look good. They don't work. So
in the personal environment of those controls is so advantageous.
Oh, yeah.
Because, gosh. Well, I'm, you know, coming from a large center, I mean, I was fine in shorts and a t-shirt, you know, that was the uniform sometimes. But there was also the days where people were bundled up looking like Leslie now, and it would be 90 degrees outside, maybe 75 inside, and they'd have the heater on.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking, oh my God. And as soon as, if I had to relieve them as a dispatcher, holy, the first thing I would do before turn even signing off of CAD was turn off the heater.
Yeah.
Or you sit there and you realize you've been sitting at a workstation for a while and you've been like, man, I'm really hot. And then you go, you could have told me that you would jack it up the temperature.
I mean, that's what's so cool about the new generation of desks and furniture and stuff like that, that it is very worker friendly as opposed to the old stuff. I mean, I remember working at a regular desk, like you'd buy it like a, you know, Home Depot or something, but it's nice to have that kind of thing and say, okay, but you guys don't make chairs, right?
We don't make chairs, but we partner with chair companies.
So
For 24/7 chair companies that we recommend and we partner with, right?
Because that's a big issue. I mean, I remember picking
chairs. It's an important part of everything, right? I mean, it's the one thing that I watch agencies struggle with over and over again, because getting, if you take three dispatchers and ask them to agree on one chair,
it ain't going to happen. And that's a key point though, is looking at chairs is not just settling necessarily on one style. Mm-hmm. And when we're talking about three dispatchers, it's okay, let's have three varying sized individuals. Oh,
yep. You know,
but that's a real thing, but that's
a real value that when our department was picking chairs like 10, 15 years ago, they said, in order to get chairs that will fit everybody, we're going to send out these tape measure things, and you put it in the chair and you have somebody sit down and then you measure onto their lap.
Oh, no.
And I was like, there is no effing way I'm doing that to anybody. And there was like, well, we think this would be a way to kind of help us find chairs. I'm like, there's got to be another way. I'm not doing that. So that idea went out. They stopped doing that because I'm like.
One thing that I find with the new furniture, you know, sit to stand, you know, how important it is to incorporate that. And I know a lot of agencies, we really want this. And then you go into their centers, everybody's sitting down.
Yeah.
You know, that's a legitimate thing, Leslie. When we developed the last product that we developed, our Mercury product line, it was very intentional to put features into the product to encourage people to use the features that are there, right? Because it does you no good if the features are there, if people don't actually use them. Right?
Yeah.
So, and there's been a lot of studies and a lot of articles, and there's been a lot of information coming out over the last maybe 5-6 years about the long-term effects of sitting. You know, there was one real one that was in the New York Times. It was an article called "Sitting is the New Smoking," and it was talking about the effects on the U.S. healthcare system of long-term sitting, because we've become, as a country, very stagnant, right? So if you went back 30 years ago, most employment had some level of physical activity, and now that's just not the case.
Yeah.
And so they're actually seeing how it's taxing the U.S. healthcare systems because of these long-term effects of sitting. So what we did is we went out and we tried to find some ways to encourage people to use the features that are there. So we have a feature called a wellness switch that's built into the furniture that will actually track the number of minutes that you are in a sitting position, the number of minutes that you're in a standing position.
What? Wow.
When you're in the standing position, what it'll actually do is it'll calculate take the number of minutes and calculate it back because of the percentage of more calories you burn when you stand than when you sit. And it'll actually tell you that by standing for, say it's an hour today, you burnt an extra 342 calories, right?
What?
I'm ready for ice cream sandwich.
I want that on my home desk.
It's a Peloton desk.
Correct. And then you can actually get a report that you can track that with so that you can track your progress, right? And it's a way, and agencies are actually using this as they're developing programs, you know, we have one down in Georgia that was actually calling it the biggest loser, they were like tracking who could lose or track up the most calories in an effort. And they have competitions and they give away prizes, and they're really just trying to encourage people to stay healthy and happy. Right. I mean, because staffing challenges are already so great. And then if you stack on top of it, that you start having health related issues and you have dispatchers that are out because of health issues. you know, you're just, it's a double challenge at that point in time, right?
Now, can I with that, with that line, can I like Bluetooth it? So if I am using my health app and I'm using it to calculate different things, that I could take that report and include it in my daily activity?
Yeah, it's one of the things we're actually looking at right now is just being able to connect it via Bluetooth so that you have your own app that you would actually be able to
connect with
the system. That's cool. So cool. Go ahead, Joe. You've got a question.
I do have a question. This goes back to the sitting part of this because I was muted and I didn't realize it. So when you guys design your furniture, not all chairs are made equal. How do you make sure that like the 15 different chair companies also then are compatible with your furniture? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And that's one of the things that we do, right? There's a lot of seating companies out there. There's a lot of chair companies out there. But what we have to do is we have to find a, you know, partner vendors that complement what we're doing, right? That have chairs that are intentional in the designs for different sizes, shapes, functionality, other things. There's a little bit of a trend with what they call a ready position, which is not quite sitting and not quite standing. It's sort of, it's almost a in between. It's almost like a bar stool height. And these chairs will actually allow you to do that, right? And then they actually have a ring on the bottom of the chair so that you can kind of sit with on the ring. And what they, why they call it that ready height is because you can easily switch between that ready height and standing, right? So you don't have to necessarily sit all the way down. So you, but they're encouraging people that activity by what they call ready height. So and a lot of these chair manufacturers are starting to incorporate this into the public safety world. It's been a little bit of a trend on in some other industries for a while, but it's really starting to come into the public safety world now.
Wow, how cool is that?
So how does that work? Like, if you guys have an idea to like do something, do you then go to like a chair company and be like, how will this work? Or if they have an idea, do they go come to you and go, how does that work? Because obviously you don't want to make a non-compatible product.
You know, honestly, there's a lot of back and forth. So where there's a lot of sharing ideas, there's a lot of just working together as a team with a lot of that stuff, right? So because, and you know, ergonomists are also driving a lot of that as well, right? And the ergonomists are feeding the information to both the chairing companies and as well as the furniture companies.
So what do you think is on the horizon? You know, especially when you talk about ergonomics and I mean, just the stuff that you've already talked about, it's like, dang, that's super cool.
I think the biggest thing that's coming is on the technology side, right? We're seeing a lot of trends of, we just kept seeing more and more and more technology, right? And that's actually was causing a real big problem in the console furniture world as well. The furniture itself is so well built that it's got a 20, 25 year expectancy sometimes, right? And the furniture is capable of surviving, but the technology at some point will overwhelm the consoles, right? And then the console is that was built 10 years ago can no longer accommodate the technology of today. And so that's where we've gone. There's just too many screens, there's too many pieces of equipment, too many keyboards, too many mice. Just like literally everything, right?
Well, I know I've seen some of this furniture out there that has like USB connectors and all these other things, and cup holders, and I'm like,
it's all part of it, Doug. It's all part of it, right?
We need a microwave. We need a microwave there. You know, for those of us that can't stay.
And wire management. Wire management was a huge thing where, you know, and if you've got to go in and do any sort of work on the CPU or the call handling equipment, you open up those doors and it's like, oh no. But you know, that kind of stuff is huge.
What's even worse than that, Leslie, is some of the cable management that's actually under the work surface itself. Or if you go back to traditional type furniture where we used to have the small little keyboarding platforms and then a larger platform for the monitors, right? Those cables that go from the keyboarding platform to the monitor platform that hang underneath the console so that the keyboard platform can be up and down, get caught in feet, get caught on chair arms, and they get completely ripped and pulled and dismantled and everything else. All of the newer furniture, especially our newer furniture, there's a designated spot for all of that cabling. So the underside of the consoles are completely clean. And not only is it going to keep your end user equipment and the mission critical equipment, you know, functioning and correct, but it's also going to increase the reliability of our stuff as well. And we've gone as far as completely designating spaces in the console for all of our cabling and all of our electronics, and then all the end user equipment and the end user electronics. So, because another thing that we were seeing is that some technicians would come in to work on a radio application and start on our cables because they were in their way, right? So now it's a matter of they have their designated area, we have our designated area, and our reliability went through the roof when we did this, because we no longer have to worry about somebody monkeying with our stuff. And quite honestly, the end user doesn't have to worry about our technicians monkeying with any of their equipment, right?
That is so smart.
I just want to know where the hell you guys were 20 years ago, but but we did have a solution for that back 20 years ago. We had duct tape all underneath our consoles, holding all the wires. It was great.
I still see it when I do site visits all the time, Doug. I see it all the time. So it's
just
still
so
out there.
And Velcro.
Velcro. Yeah.
We still have customers that have furniture that are current customers that's 27, 28 years old, and they're still using it. So sometimes, you know, it just happens, right?
Wow.
But do you all partner with
much changing? The number of screens is changing. The size is changing. You know, the cloud is really making a big influence on things. While I know it's being slowly adopted in a lot of applications, and there's a lot of concerns about redundancy and other things, it's really making an influence on the market as a whole. And there's a lot of things that are going that direction. So a lot of things are still moving and still changing. And one of the things we've seen as well is that there used to be considerably more issues with the agencies getting funding for new furniture, but I think it's getting a lot more notice now because of the staffing shortages, right? Mm-hmm. So in an effort to attract and retain employees, they want to give them the best environment that they possibly can. And that includes the furniture, right?
Absolutely.
If you have a dispatcher who's trying to decide between where to work, right? And you have one location that's in a dungeon with 25-year-old furniture, and there's another one that has a brand new center with windows and new consoles, guess what? They're going to win out every time.
Absolutely.
Do you still find the treadmills are big in the centers?
The treadmills are still there. I think that agencies found some challenges with them, right? Mm-hmm. And so what they're realizing is that it's a good process potentially to have a designated console for a treadmill console and rotate the folks through. But there was a trend for a while where they really wanted to put a treadmill at every position, every console in a center. That's just not very realistic because they're not as easy to move as people made them to believe. They're not as easy to navigate if you need to, right? And also, a lot of agencies were running into some concerns through risk management folks that are like, you want to do what? You want to put a treadmill in there? And then because they had concerns about people tripping, falling off of them.
I had actually heard about somebody who fell off a treadmill and was like threatening to sue. And it was like, holy cats, this is why I didn't want him to begin with.
I'm
like,
yeah.
I was afraid somebody would do that. I had a really good friend who's the director at an agency, and he was laughing and giggling with me the last time I saw him at a conference because he was telling me that he took a complaint from a caller who was upset because his dispatcher was actually breathing hard when she was taking the call because she was on the treadmill. And so
She was breathing hard because of the treadmill. Holy cats.
Hello.
There's a lot of challenges you can get into it with it. But, you know, if you do it the correct way and you do it the right way and you maybe have a designated position and people can alternate and rotate through and stuff, there's also a lot of other cool alternatives to that now. You know, they have the little mini bikes that you can actually just put under the console and you can actually play a lot of sitting. I mean, there's a lot of other options that are available out there.
Let me ask you this, because we're almost out of time here, but let me ask you this. What is your desk sturdy enough? Because I had a couple of dispatch who were deathly afraid of earthquakes. I mean, deathly afraid. And they would jump under the desk, and I'm like, I don't think I would do that. Not on these desks. It's like, collapse.
Well, I'll tell you, these were built, designed, and engineered from the ground up to be in a 24/7 environment. And we're talking about to the level of having, you know, steel metal subframes underneath the work surfaces.
Oh, wow.
They're designed to where you can put 600-700 pounds onto the work surface itself, you know, which is really designed around equipment. But I'll tell you what, I've been in centers and seen the maintenance guys using the consoles to lift themselves up to change light bulbs. So it's not.
Oh,
it's,
my gosh.
Work smarter, not harder.
Not out of the ordinary. And they are designed and built to be able to do that. So, and you know what? We do a lot of work in California where there's a lot of concerns about earthquakes and You know, we have to do a lot of jump through a lot of hoops on seismic bracing and other things, but they are definitely built and engineered in a way that I would not be concerned. In fact, if I was in a room and there was an earthquake, that's first place I would go.
I think I would now on the new desk, but not on the old one. So
I know exactly what you mean. When I first got into this, Doug, there's no way I would have been under there either.
We had 2x4s holding up half our desk, so it's like, please. All right, so hey, we're so glad that you jumped in here, and it's like we're really happy that you've decided to sponsor our program here for a while, and it's like that is so great. We're looking forward to a great partnership with you guys for a while. And see what we can come up with to help out. And we like our getting our message out. We'll get your message out. It works great for all of us. And if anybody's out there listening to us, please visit Watson Consoles over there. You'll see their information pop up. And not only that, we're so happy. We just heard it's 22,000 podcast plays as of today, which is great. Five countries. Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's so impressively blowing up out there. And if you're listening to this, please tell your friends about it. If you're watching this, please show your friends about us and share the message out that we're out there. So we definitely appreciate everybody joining today. Quint, thank you very much for what you do out there. And we'll see everybody next time on our program. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to We Speak Dispatch, sponsored by your friends at Watson Consoles. To show our appreciation to unsung heroes of public safety, we're offering the Dispatch community a free gift. Visit watsonconsoles.com/badge to claim yours. That's watsonconsoles.com/badge.